of the United States in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and no guest this morning. It'll be open lines, and you are welcome to call in at any time, and we'll be glad to discuss what you'd like to discuss. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But I thought I'd start this morning with Congressman Ron Paul's farewell address. He addressed Congress. Of course, most of what's said on the floor of the House is never repeated by the controlled media. And when people get up and talk about what's going on, you'll never hear about it because the media is tightly controlled by six major corporations, all which connect into the, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, actually into the Trilateral Commission, six major corporations, AOL, Time Warner, one time, they're separated now, but they're still one unit working to control our reality. They control the Internet and Google and all the others. That, of course, we have Bertelsmann, Viacom, Disney. We have Comcast that controls NBC. And we have Fox that controls the largest Christian publisher in America and is using that position to undermine biblical teaching and come out with all sorts of new translations of the Bible to destroy the very foundation of Christianity. Of course, they control the Wall Street Journal and the Fox News, aware, of course, if you tell the truth, you lose your job. That's what happened to Glenn Beck when he had the audacity to simply quote what David Rockefeller wrote in his memoirs about being part of a secret cabal that's working against the best interests of the United States. Well, this is what Congressman Ron Paul said as he mounted the floor on November 15th to give his farewell address to Congress. This may well be the last time I speak on the House floor. At the end of the year, I'll leave Congress after 23 years in office over a 36-year period. My goals in 1976 were the same as they are today: promote peace and prosperity by a strict adherence to the principles of individual liberty. It was my opinion that the course the United States embarked on in the latter part of the 20th century would bring us to a major financial crisis and engulf us in a foreign policy that would overextend us and undermine our national security. The problems seemed to be overwhelming and impossible to solve, yet, from my viewpoint, just following the constraints placed on the federal government by the Constitution would have been a good place to start. To achieve the goals I sought, government would have had to shrink in size and scope, reducing spending, change the monetary system, and reject the unsustainable cost of policing the world and expanding the American empire. The problem seemed to be overwhelming and impossible to solve, yet, from my viewpoint, just following the constraints placed on the federal government by the Constitution would have been a good place to start. And then he went on to say, in many ways, according to conventional wisdom, my off and on career in Congress from 1976 to 2012 accomplished very little. No named legislation, no named federal buildings or highways, thank goodness. In spite of my efforts, the government has grown exponentially, taxes remain excessive, and the prolific increase in the incomprehensible regulations continues. Wars are constant and pursued without congressional declaration. Deficits rise to the sky. Poverty is rampant, and dependency on the federal government is now worse than at any time in our history. All this with minimum concerns for the deficits and underfunded liabilities that common sense tells us cannot go on much longer. A grand but never mentioned bipartisan agreement allows for the well-kept secret that keeps the spending going. One side doesn't give up one penny of military spending. The other side doesn't give up one penny of welfare, while both sides support the bailout and subsidies for the banking and corporate elite. And the spending continues as the economy weakens and the downward spiral continues. As the government continues fiddling around, our liberties and our wealth burn in the flames of a foreign policy that makes us far less safe. The major stumbling block to real change in Washington is the total resistance to admitting that the country is broke. This is made compromising just to agree to increase spending inevitable, since neither side has any intention of cutting spending. The country and the Congress will remain divisive, such that there's no loot left to divvy up. Without this recognition, the spenders in Washington will continue the march towards a fiscal cliff much bigger than the one anticipated this coming January. I've thought a lot about why those of us who believe in liberty as a solution have done so poorly in convincing others of its benefits. If liberty is what we claim it is, the principle that protects all personnel, social and economic decisions necessary for maximum prosperity, and the best chance for peace, it should be an easy sell. Yet history has shown that the masses have been quite receptive to the promises of authoritarians, which are rarely, if ever, fulfilled. During my time in Congress, the appetite for liberty has been quite weak, the understanding of its significance negligible. Yet the good news is that compared to 1976, when I first entered Congress, the desire for more freedom and less government in 2012 is much greater and growing, especially in grassroots America. Tens of thousands of teenagers and college students are, with great enthusiasm, welcoming the message of liberty. Well, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And Congressman Ron Paul will be leaving Congress, and I don't know who will pick up the message, the mantle that he will leave behind. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, the federal government today has to borrow 40 cents out of every dollar it spends. The federal government is spending money it doesn't have for your Social Security, for your Medicare, for foreign policy. And basically, today, about 150 million Americans get a government check of one sort or another. According to Dr. Tom Coburn, in his book, The Debt Bomb, 100 million Americans get some form of a check, and many of them are corporations and wealthy farmers. Our number 877-54.
Freedom, freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
At RAM, we don't think it's the calendar's job to say when the work is done. We think it's up to the truck. So while the other guys are shutting down for the holidays, Ram trucks are firing up their available 390-horsepower Hemi V8 and Cummins turbo diesel engines and working overtime. This is a great time to get a great deal on a great truck right now at the Ram Big Finish event.
Now get 0% financing for 60 months or $7,200 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,000 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for $1,000. Finance for well-qualified buyers through Ally regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. Offers end 12-3.
Well, Dr. Chan here, and for me, Ron Paul will be leaving Congress, and we face a very, very dangerous future. There's no way you can continue borrowing 40 cents about every dollar you spend. We have a wonderful utopian society with food stamps and all sorts of welfare benefits and free medical care. The only trouble is we can't afford it. You can't continue spending 40 cents of every dollar has to be borrowed, and eventually the whole thing collapses. Congressman Ron Paul was mentioned that. He says there's a far greater fiscal cliff coming than the one that's coming soon, and they're talking about an economic collapse. Now, certainly there are intelligent people in Washington, D.C. Why are they doing what they're doing? It doesn't make sense unless you understand that the congressmen don't run our country. We have a small little group, the Trilateral Commission, that controls both political parties, the military, the banking system, the corporate system, the educational system, and certainly even controls our churches, the media. This Trilateral Commission, you can look them up on the Internet, see their logo. Three curving arrows look like sixes, six, 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 bound together by an upside-down broken cross. They are a satanic organization, ladies and gentlemen. The Trilateral Commission runs Washington, D.C. And between 1977 and 2008, every president and or vice president came from the membership roles of the organization. Now, certainly Barack Obama is not a member, but certainly he is surrounded by their people. And yesterday it was announced that Susan Rice, the American ambassador to the United Nations, is being considered to become the next Secretary of State. Hillary wants to drop out. Of course, you remember that Hillary's husband was a member of the Trilateral Commission, Bill. He had to sort of resign when he entered government service, but he was a member of the Trilateral Commission, agreed with their goals. Certainly the destruction of America and the establishment of a one-world government and the destruction of Christianity, that was what Bill Clinton, Hillary's husband, certainly stood for. But, of course, he always gets a good media, even after his illicit affair in the Oval Office with Monica Lewinsky. Of course, I think that was a setup from the very beginning. I think she was sent there to compromise him and to bring dishonor to the office of the presidency, and she did a good job of it. And the reason I'm convinced of that is because no woman would ever keep a soiled dress in her closet for many months, soiled so that she couldn't wear it a beautiful dress that she couldn't wear because it was soiled with the sexual emissions of the President of the United States. Why would she do that? It was called a setup, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, it was great entertainment, just like the recent zero expose of General Petraeus and General Allen, I believe is his name. And this was obviously set up as well. They've known about it for a long period of time. So why did they wait till just after the election to release the information? Why is it a great distraction? So we'd never, of course, talk about how the election was rigged. And in all sorts of precincts, dozens of precincts in Ohio and in Pennsylvania, 99 to 100% votes for Barack Hussein Obama. You couldn't do that. It was obviously rigged, just like all the elections are rigged. But they can't let the American people know that. You've got to believe that we go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidate of our choice, whereas, of course, we do not. It's rigged. And they control the media, and they control your reality. And they brought up this whole thing on General Petraeus so that nobody would talk about how the election was rigged to put Obama back in office. Well, our number is 877-254-7524, and we have a caller. Who is it?
Hi, Doctor. Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Steve in the Greeley area, and I was, I want to compliment you again on doing such a fine program every day. And I was going to talk about that very same subject, the election being rigged. Obviously, it was. I mean, this is beyond a conspiracy theory. It's hard, solid fact, especially in places like Ohio and Philadelphia. There's a number of very, very suspicious situations, and I think it's something that has to be looked at, our democracy status in terms of, the democratic process, because this, after all, is a republic, as we pointed out. It has to run by laws. It doesn't matter whether Barack Obama gets 99% of the vote. If he's in violation of the law, it still makes him a criminal. So the situation here is that, everybody who's sworn an oath to defend and protect the Constitution is obligated, and everybody who said the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and to the republic, not the democracy, but to the republic for which it stands, is obligated to stand up and be heard on this whole issue about the election fraud. And I think that it's time that the American people put some serious pressure on the whole situation. And I believe that at this point right now, this election is null and void due to the mass fraud that's taking place across the country.
I agree with you, but we've got to convince the American people of that and simply point out, why would they suddenly make such a big fuss out of General Petraeus? Certainly, he had an illicit affair, but of course, this is certainly not something we ought to be really concerned about. Do you think that most of the people in Washington, D.C. aren't having affairs? We've broken down the moral fabric of our society. Go back and read the Franklin cover-up. This was about the pedophile ring that existed during the Reagan administration and went right into the Reagan White House. I'm not suggesting Reagan was involved in this, but I'm suggesting that the whole hierarchy of our government back in the 1980s was in, many of them either knew about the pedophilia or they were involved in it, and not a word gets to the public in that book. The Franklin cover-up, which incidentally you can get off of Amazon, Franklin cover-up has been very, very carefully suppressed, even though there are well over 150,000 copies out, and yet nobody wants to talk about it. We have a moral breakdown in our society. General Petraeus is simply being used to conceal the fact that this election, as almost all of our elections, are rigged. Certainly, go right ahead. I agree with you totally. Was there anything else you'd like to say?
Sure. I was going to bring up the secession issue. You've probably seen that as many as 40 states now have petitions. And in principle, I'm very strongly in support of what they're arguing about concerning, the fact that this republic is no longer what it was under the Constitution. Question is, of course, the same issue faced us in the Civil War era. What do you do about all the federal entanglements? I mean, here in Colorado, we have two major interstates intersect. We have the Federal Center, the Mint, the United States Air Force Academy, national parks, headwaters for many rivers. If states were to take this seriously about secession, how do we peacefully unentangle ourselves from all of this federal property or intervention or places where the federal government is in authority without letting it spin out of control like it did in 1861 when Lincoln took office and things got out of hand, of course. So I strongly support in principle, but I ask the question, how practical and can it be practical for us as states to secede?
It cannot be practical. It is impractical. It is simply a diversion. You've got to keep idle minds busy, even doing something. Basically, if we got back to our Constitution and the limitations placed on the power of the federal government by the 10th Amendment, why, we wouldn't have any problems. We need to get back to our Constitution. I believe this secessionist movement certainly makes people feel good, and they go around, they get the petition signed, and it is an exercise in futility. Now, something may be happening. I just watched last night a talk that was given at the conference we put on, and heard the ambassador, Henry Cooper, the American ambassador to the disarmament negotiations during the Reagan Bush years. And actually, as I heard Ambassador Cooper talking to the audience there at my conference, talking about the fact that an EMP attack could kill 95% of our population and totally disrupt the structure of our society, and that every effort has been made to block efforts to either prevent an EMP attack or to prevent it from destroying the infrastructure of our society. Why would that be going on? I believe, of course, we're going to see some terrible things happening to America, which could very well break down the central structure of our society. But I don't think it's going to be done with the petitions. I believe, of course, it's going to be part of God's judgment on this country for what has happened. And I think we're in for terrible times, whether the threat of an EMP attack is all contrived to give us just like this movement for secession is contrived to give us the feeling we're doing something, but we're not. Whether the threat of EMP is simply contrived or whether it's real, I don't know, but I do know that we're going to be facing terrible, terrible times. And as Congressman Ron Paul said, we face a physical cliff far greater than the one they're talking about coming in January, and I believe that. So maybe that's what's going to break down the structure of our society. But Washington, D.C. is bankrupt. It's bankrupt physically. It's bankrupt financially. And it may be that states don't succeed. It may be simply that Washington, D.C. collapses. Go right ahead.
Well, I agree with you there, too. It does seem impractical to secede, but what if the energy were applied towards getting Obama and Biden impeached instead and possibly setting up somebody from the Speaker of the House position? Ron Paul could actually be elected Speaker of the House. You don't have to be a member of Congress. Anybody can. He has been, of course, but anybody can be Speaker of the House. Would there be the possibility of a republic revival if we could throw Biden and Obama out without allowing them to appoint their own successors as Nixon did? We know that Holder's about ready to go down already, or he's mentioned resigning at least. And like John Mitchell, with the first domino to fall in the Nixon administration, it's very possible. I believe that the kind of enthusiasm there should be to impeach Obama now could possibly make a positive difference. Do you think that's a possibility?
If you got rid of Obama and Biden and all of the top people at the top, it wouldn't make a bit of difference. The problem is not political. It's not our political leaders. Obama is simply a reflection of the moral degeneracy of America. Without a revival, there is no hope for the survival of this country as a free nation. We were founded by Christians on Christian principles. And, of course, we've abandoned those principles, and that's why we're in the trouble we are today. Certainly, the Trilateral Commission is simply a symptom of what happens when the nation turns against God.
Yep.
Well,
I agree with you.
The Trilateral Commission controls both political parties. People don't understand that. We've pointed out repeatedly that between 1977 and the year 2008, irrespective of which political party controlled the White House, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Seven of the 12 secretaries of state came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. And now we're considering a replacement for Hillary Clinton, a woman named Susan Rice. And where does she come from? She came from the Trilateral Commission. Have you heard that on the radio? Has anybody commented on that? Of course not. The media is controlled. They're not going to tell you. We got a little group that controls our country, and they hate God. Their symbol is simply three sixes joined together in the center by an upside-down broken cross. Anybody can go onto the Internet and look up trilateral.org, trilateral.org. Look at their logo and look at the three curved arrows, and if you look closely, you'll see the inside is a six. Six, 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 six. This is all a spiritual battle, and I sympathize with your desire to say, gee, if we got rid of Obama and Biden and could get a good president in, a good president isn't going to solve our problem. Our problem is not political. It's not financial. It's spiritual.
Yeah, I agree there, too, and I think that's what Ron Paul pointed to a lot in his farewell address as well, noting that, you know, even though the Constitution provided solutions, it's going to take a revival or a great awakening of the American people to recover this republic.
Amen to that. And Basically, first, Ron Paul understands the certainly the background of the Brotherhood of Darkness. He talked about it on Alex Jones' program. He's not picking up on the floor of the House to talk about it, but he understands what this is all about. And I hope that people out there are on this too as well. Our number is 877-254-7524.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you. Stop the collection activity and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Freedom, freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Open lines, want to give us a call, our number is 877-544-7524. 877-254-7524, and don't be bashful. Is our caller still with us? I guess he hung up. But basically, certainly everybody's looking for a political solution, and there's no political solution. The only solution is going to be a spiritual solution, and certainly Ron Paul understands what's going on. Certain things he's not going to say. Certainly on the floor of the House, he has a recent interview with Alex Jones where he talked about the Bilderbergs and, of course, their domination of our society. But really, the Bilderbergers are more or less a diversion. The real power structure lies within the Trilateral Commission and the small group of people within that organization who really run the world. Of course, we've seen that recently in Europe, as we pointed out, where there in Greece, when they were having problems, they simply appointed a new ruler, Papademos. And, of course, Papademos just happened to be a member of the European chapter of the Trilateral Commission. He got voted out, but they did the same thing in Italy. They appointed a premier. How do you appoint a premier for a country? You own the country. You own everything. That was Mario Monti, and he's still the premier of Italy. He's a member of the European chapter of the Trilateral Commission, and they've got their people planted in key positions in the banking and corporate and government structure of Europe. And Mrs. Merkel, the premier of Germany, is simply one of their flunkies, and she's going right along with trying to maintain the United States of Europe. They want a United States of Europe. They want a United States of Africa. They want a United States of Asia, near Asia, far Asia. They want a United States of South America. They want a United States of North America, where we join together with Canada and Mexico. And this is why, of course, you pick up your telephone today, call AT&T, and what do they say? Do you want your message in English or Spanish? Why is that? Well, very simply, they want a multilingual, multicultural society. They want to bring in all sorts of illegal aliens. Now, the Mexican people who come to America, most of them are hardworking and they're good people. They just want the American dream without understanding that if we have the remove all the barriers on immigration today, why it will simply bankrupt our nation. And, of course, all the Mexicans don't understand why our country is as it is. They honestly believe we're a democracy. And that, of course, most Americans believe we're a democracy, but we're not. We're a republic. And certainly the last thing our founding fathers wanted for this people, to vote themselves into tyranny for a government that could provide for the people, because they knew that if the government could provide for the government had to be able to control the people. And down through the ages, democracy's been tried many times before. It was tried in ancient Rome, and basically the reason Rome fell is because they had bread, and they had circuses, and they had a massive army that was dominating the world, and pretty soon they ran out of money. They couldn't pay for it, and the whole thing collapsed. And it's going to collapse in America, too. We have an empire, but the thing is we have an elite that knows exactly what they're doing. They intend to collapse our economy and, of course, merge us into this world government, which they will control. So we're moving into some very, very difficult times. They are going to destroy the value of our currency. And basically, it was so interesting. There was an article I read just the other day that in Europe, all the banks over there, the major banks, are parking their money with the central banks of the individual countries, and, of course, with the European Central Bank. Now, why are all the banks parking their money there rather than lending it out? Very simply, ladies and gentlemen, they want to precipitate the crisis at this time. And the same thing is happening here in the United States. The six major banks, which control 70% of the assets of this country, are parking their money. They're not lending it out. Why? Because they want an economic contraction at this time. They want to bring a recession and a depression and the chaos that goes with that. Why? Because the solution is more power to the federal government, more government spending, and, of course, the coming war. Wars are wonderful for the economy, and that's what's going to, of course, they're going to bring about. And, of course, why all this fuss about Iran getting a bomb when China has the bomb, Russia has the bomb, India has the bomb, Pakistan has the bomb, Israel has the bomb? Oh, but we couldn't let those terrible Iranians get the bomb. Why? Why, very simply, because we installed the mullahs. People have forgotten we put the mullahs in power in 1979, and all this fal-de-ral about the hostage crisis and about certainly the conflict between the mullahs and America is all phony. We use the mullahs, we bribe them, we control them. In 1953, when we overthrew the democratically elected government of Iran, headed by a fellow named Mossadegh, and we put him in house arrest for the rest of his life, what was his crime? Why, we didn't control him. He was popular with the people, they loved him, and we weren't going to allow them to have their own representative. We were going to install our people, and initially, of course, we installed the Shah, and then we installed the mullahs, and I believe we control the mullahs today, and all this fal-de-ral is simply a justification for the coming war with Iran, just exactly as we financed and built up the Nazis and did everything we could to help the Nazis in preparation for World War II. After all, you can't have a war unless you have an enemy, can you? And if you doubt that, certainly we'll send you a copy of the letter from William Dodd that I found when I went through Colonel House's papers back at the Sterling Library at Yale back in 1980, where William Dodd talks about the 100 American corporations building the weapons for the German army when nobody over there wanted a war. And yet, so why, as he said, there's no profit to be made. Why are these 100 American corporations building the weapons for the German army? Well, of course, William Dodd didn't understand. The reason that the corporations were doing that is we wanted a war. And you can't have a war, a horrible, bloody war with carnage and a Holocaust and the murder of between 40 and 60 million people. Yeah, you can't have that unless you got a well-armed enemy. And we created a well-armed enemy in the late 1930s and all through the Second World War. When those 100 American corporations were turning out the tanks and the planes, the other products that were used to kill our boys, and I'm sure we're doing the same thing today with Iran in preparation for the coming war. It's like deja vu all over again. Our number is 800-254-7524. And if you want to verify what I'm saying about Germany, the books to read are Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Professor Sutton, which we carry, The Secret War Against the Jews by John Loftus, which we carry, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, which we carry, and certainly my four interviews with John Loftus in a DVD set, find me a CD set called The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews, and John certainly had the opportunity of going through the archives there. He had a top secret clearance, so three levels above top secret, he worked for the Justice Department, and his book, America's Nazi Secret, is fascinating. Our number 1-800-254-7524.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And if you have a question, comment, you agree, you disagree, give us a call. But America's headed into very difficult times. We're heading into difficult times financially, because, of course, this whole house of cards is going to come tumbling down. Now, what's going to happen certainly in this next few weeks before the deadline there, January 1st, 2013, when supposedly they're going to raise taxes and cut spending. And we should cut spending. We should have massive cuts in spending. But the last thing you want to do is raise taxes because, of course, it destroys incentive. What we need to do is cut taxes, cut spending. But they're not going to do away with the welfare state. Oh, they're going to cut back on the food stamps. Apparently Obama's already cut back on the food stamps in Ohio, despite the fact that they were elected him. But, of course, we can't afford the food stamps. We can't afford all of these wonderful government programs where we provide for over 150 million Americans. 150 million Americans receive some sort of a government check. 100 million, so they receive one or another check, and then we got Social Security, the 56 million people on Social Security on top of that. And then, of course, we've got another 79 million baby boomers. They've already begun retiring about 2 years ago, and they're all going to be on Social Security. And where do you think the money's coming from? Well, this is the problem that Greece has. They made all these promises to the people, and they can't keep them, and the people are furious, and they're demanding that they have a right to these things. And ladies and gentlemen, you don't have a right to anything, but basically, of course, the Greek people think they have a right to their pensions and their health care and all the benefits, but Greece doesn't have the money. It's just that simple. And the same is true with Spain, and the same is true with Italy, and the same is true with Portugal. They have wonderful utopian societies, but if they try to increase the taxes, the people are unhappy. If they try to cut the benefits, the people are unhappy. And the people are going to be unhappy no matter what happens. And eventually the whole system collapses. And that's what they're intentionally doing in America. They're not stupid. They know what's going on. Long ago, in 1988, they were planning on vouchers for Medicare so that at least the wealthy would be able to purchase health care, and the rest of the people would be condemned to death. And they're going to ration access to health care for the elderly and for the ill and for those with cancer, and they're going to die because they're actually doing everything they can to suppress effective treatments for cancer, to suppress the information that people with cancer should know to maintain their health. Because, of course, if you're taking adequate doses of vitamin D is an excellent a means of building up the immune system and controlling cancer, as is resveratrol in proper doses. And there are a number of medications, normal, not even medications, they're simply the various nutritional products. Certainly Dr. Brzezinski's product cures cancer in many instances. That's why they wanted to send him to prison for 230 years. Dr. Brzezinski's crime was he was curing cancer. And that's the last thing these wicked people want. If you've never read the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, or heard our four tape set on Dr. Brzezinski, why they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a four tape set on cancer and the treatments for cancer that are being actively suppressed in America. After all, there are too many people, ladies and gentlemen. You must understand we're up against organized evil that has suppressed treatments for cancer. In fact, I talked to a friend of ours the other day who has cancer, went to Mexico, got treatments with Laetril, and she's feeling ever so much better since she got back, and she's going to continue with this, but she has to do it it's sort of like smoking cocaine, you know. You got to do it behind the scenes so nobody will know what you're doing. That's if you want to get treatment for cancer in America with Laetril or other effective treatments, you got to do this dishonestly because it's against the law for you to dare to take something that will cure your cancer. And you say, that's crazy talk. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world gone mad where there's an active suppression of cancer treatments. And if you doubt that, get our four tape set on cancer. Understand, get the book of Brzezinski Breakthrough, get the four tape set on Dr. Brzezinski's treatments. They work, but they don't want the American people to know because they want them to die. And when you understand this is all about population control, it begins to make sense. And if you haven't read my monograph, The Population Control Agenda, Population Control Agenda, go onto your internet and pull it down. Just type in Population Control Agenda. Put up my name or Radio Liberty and you get it. Or go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and pull down the Population Control Agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, they're killing people in America today, but they intend to kill hundreds of millions of us. They know what they're doing. These are wicked and evil people. They are, of course, energized by Lucifer. And there really is a spiritual battle taking place today. And the average American has no idea what's going on or the fact that they and their family have been targeted for death. Whether we're going to have an EMP attack, whether we're going to have a nuclear attack, whether it's going to be famine, whether it's going to be a disease, and they're actually working to create new diseases. Recently, they spent millions of dollars to make the avian virus, the deadly avian flu virus, so that it would spread from into the human population. Why would they spend millions of dollars to make a deadly disease communicable among human beings? And then they argue whether they should suppress the information or whether they should allow academic freedom and have it published. And nobody ever asked, why would they put out millions of dollars to make a deadly disease communicable among humans? It kills millions of birds. Why would they want to make it kill millions of human beings? When you understand there's a population control agenda, why it all makes sense. Our number, of course, if you'd like to get the information from my ministry, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war, because America is under attack by wicked and evil people today. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stanton, here at the American Freedom Network, the time when I have to mention my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. You know, we do an afternoon program, we do an evening program, we do 5 hours of talk radio every day, and then we have our weekend program in addition. But it is an expensive proposition. If you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. You could join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our 4 best CDs of the month and our newsletter, or simply take the newsletter, or if you'd like to advertise with us, or if you'd like to get our products. We do carry a great line of healthcare products manufactured by one of the leading producers in the United States. And we do carry the Miracle 2 products, the Berkey products, and we're going to be carrying, Sydney, some other things in the near future. But let me suggest our healthcare products, because they're excellent. And certainly they have magnesium and vitamin D3. You need vitamin D3 because it builds up your immunity, and you need at least 5,000 units a day. And if you're coming down with a cold, you take that 5,000 units every 4 hours until the flu or the cold goes away. Alibiotic, a combination of oil of oregano, garlic and elderberry juice and a couple of other things in this capsule and a couple of those, along with the D3, and it'll squelch your colds and your flu. That's alibiotic, not antibiotic, but alibiotic, vitamin D3. But if you'd like a list of the health food products we carry, they're listed on our website at radioliberty.com, or you can call Mary at our answering service, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and get a list of the health products. And ladies and gentlemen, lay in a large supply now, because basically something big is going to happen the first of next year. I can't give you the background of it, but something big is going to happen. And you would want to have a good supply of health products on hand, as well as food. Water, if you don't have a Berkey water filter, you should have one. And you should have extra filters for it, whether it be the ceramic or the black Berkey filters. Have extra filters for your, certainly for your water purifier, and certainly have food and water and health products like vitamins and minerals on hand, because they may not be at all available. People in New York have seen this. Of course, it was only a short period of time before the electricity came on. But what would you do if the electricity went off in America for a year? And that's what they're anticipating with an EMP attack. And is that why they're not making any preparations to prevent it? It could be prevented. Or is that why they're not making any preparations to change the grid, the electronic grid, so that it would not be impacted and destroyed by an EMP attack? Why aren't they making preparations when Congress knows? In fact, you can go up on the Internet and find out Congress has repeatedly talked about this, but they've been effectively blocked from doing anything. And the question is, why? Make your preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty financially, we'd love to hear from you. And if not, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. Because truly this is a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield, but it's a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and most people have no idea what's going on. So until tomorrow at the same time, we'll be back with you once again, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Article.